the nurse, her name was Carrie. She called me that evening and she says, Katina, you know, we got the results back and it is cancer. Mm-hmm. And I said, Carrie, okay. And so she said, I said, can you speak more? Need to understand here what's going to happen. What's going to be next? And she says, well, it's, infiltrating ductal carcinoma. And I said, Carrie, that sounds very sophisticated.
Right.
If you tell someone who doesn't have a medical background what that means. She said, well, it's invasive breast cancer. We found a half an inch in your lymph node and a half an inch in your breast tissue. I said, okay, so what does that mean? I said, well, what stage was it? Because let me just back up. So my mom's name is Thelma Lane Gardner, and my mom was diagnosed in December, it was the day after Christmas of 2010 or 2011, but I knew it was the day after Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so instantly they were like, okay, your mom had breast cancer. It must be genetics. Mm-hmm. Well, my breast cancer was not genetics, right?
Wow.
I have two older sisters, four older brothers. Again, I'm the last of seven children. It was not genetics because we did this test. It was roughly about $5,000. And so they do the genetics test to kind of determine their course of treatment for you. So if it was genetics, they would have recommended that I have a mastectomy. Mm. If it was not, they would have, they recommended the lumpectomy, right? Mm-hmm. So did the test. No, it was not genetics. But after March 10th, my life just kind of went in a tailspin. The next day I was meeting with a surgeon, you know, the next, you know, after that. And she was like, Katina, you know, because it was under my arm. They call it the tail of the breast. As most women, we're told to do the 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Check up under your arms. Mine was in they call it the tail of the breast. Okay. And so she told me because of where it was, literally kind of under my arm, that I was going to have some damaged muscle and some damaged tissue. So to this day, I don't have feeling in the back of my arm, but I still have use of my arm.
Praise God.
We focus so much on what we don't have as opposed to what he still allowed us to have.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And so then from there, I was meeting with the oncologist. And, you know, that was a different meeting because I went in there just thinking, okay, I'm just going to have the surgery. I'm going to be good. Right. Mm-hmm. And so then he told me, he says, hey, you're going to have to, since your breast cancer is invasive, you're going to have chemo. And I was like, okay. And then he said, and you're going to lose your hair. And so I immediately just started bawling. And I understand my hair is not my glory, but as women, it's one thing to cut your hair. It's another thing to just be told you're going to lose all your hair.
Exactly.
So he was from, I believe, Argentina or somewhere in Latin America. And he was like, chop, 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 chop. And I'm thinking, he was saying, chop, chop, get it together. We're trying to kill this cancer. Your hair will grow back.
So amen.
Quickly get things back in perspective.
Exactly.
So when he told me I was going to start losing, I was going to lose my hair. So I just kind of kept a pull back in a bun. And I said, you know what, cancer? I'm like, look, you didn't pick the wrong one.
Right.
You know, my hair going to come out when I get ready for it, not when you get ready.
And all right. All right.
Come on now. And one of my sisters, Shirley, was, well, she sold her hair salons, but she was a hairstylist at the time. And I just said, Lord, Let me just make it home because I didn't go home as much, but I was going home around Memorial Day week because my mom's birthday is May 25th. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, just let me make it home and let my sister do whatever she needs to do, you know, to my hair. Mm-hmm. And so, I started my chemo. So in essence, and I did 13 months of chemo. Mm-hmm. I did 6 weeks of radiation, 3 months of therapy, surgery. And then unfortunately I didn't put my glove on today, but normally I wear a compression glove, because I ended up developing lymphedema because when they did the surgery, they had to remove she went more aggressive. She removed 10 lymph nodes because she wanted to make sure that the cancer hadn't traveled, anywhere else. Mm-hmm. But when I tell anyone, I say, you know, people say, well, did you ask God why? Was you angry? Any of that? I said, absolutely not. I said, because God has been tried and true with me.
Amen. Amen.
When my mom went through it and some other things that had happened in my life, I said, my faith was, I had like crazy faith. And I just said, there's nothing that can happen in my life or happen to the people around me that are connected to me. There's nothing that can happen that I just can't believe that God can't fix.
Amen.
So when
amen.
I got this diagnosis, I said, God, you know what? I'm going to focus more on the purpose and amen. Less on the pain. Because if amen. I focus on the pain, then that was going to take away, that was going to steal my joy. And it was definitely going to distract me or hinder me from serving God, who had already told me that he was Jehovah Rapha and that he was going to heal me.
Amen.
And
amen.
So I said, okay, Lord, here we go. He says, Katina, I have chosen you because some people don't believe who I am, who I say that I am.
Amen.
And they're going to see me heal you. And they're going to know that it was nobody but me.
Amen.
But
amen.
God that did. And so I will tell you, you know, in the midst of all of that, you know, I had a great support system at 3M because I had just taken a new job. And so I'm going through chemo and trying to work. I was building a house and planning my wedding because I had gotten engaged in August of 2014. Keep in mind, I was diagnosed March of 2014, but here comes the praise report. So March 2010, diagnosed, started my chemo treatments. June 18th, after my third treatment, well, actually my treatment was, I think maybe the week before that, they do like a scan and a follow up each time to just kind of see if the cancer, you know, is getting smaller and, you know, shrinking and shrinking. Mm-hmm. And he said, we didn't see any signs of cancer. And that was
praise
probably
the
after, praise the Lord. That was after maybe, I think my third treatment, either my second
praise
or third
God.
Treatment. So June 18th, 2014 is actually my cancerversary. So this past year, past June was my 8-year cancerversary. Now, I'm still on the journey because I still have to do scans twice a year. I have to do an MRI and then 6 months later I have to do a mammogram. I'm still on a medicine. Most women know tamoxifen, right? I'm still on a medicine that I have to take for 10 years. So I have to take that medicine until October of 2024. Mm-hmm. Still dealing with the lymphedema. Like I said, my hand looks okay right now, but when it all happened, it blew up like a balloon, right? So
wow.
I have to see a specialist for that. And I have to wear this expensive glove that I've been wearing since April of 2015. I still have some, I would say some day, every day is a good day. Some days and are better than others. So I still have some not so, if you will, better days because, you know, my legs still ache sometimes, but I just continue to press my way because I said, God, you said that you were going to heal me. So every day I would meditate on the scripture that says my daughter, and it's actually in two places in the Bible and in two scriptures, in two different books of the Bible. It says, my daughter, your faith has made you well, or your faith
amen.
Has made you whole. So amen. I said, Lord, if all I need is faith to be made whole,
amen.
Then I am healed in Jesus' name. So
amen.
From this point on, you know, when my mom was diagnosed, I was definitely an advocate for breast cancer and all forms of cancer. You know, I've been doing the walks. I make Christian-based shirts that I bling with different, you know, inspirational sayings. And so any proceeds that I would get from that, I would give a proceed of that to the American Cancer Society. So, you know, I just go around now just being that mouthpiece, being that advocate, that ambassador for not only, look, you know, there's other people that are either making the journey, whether it's them, their family, their wives or sisters, their brothers, because men get it too, but also really encouraging people, take care of your temple because mm-hmm. it was only because, you know, I considered myself and the doctors considered myself pretty healthy that I was able to make that journey. I didn't have to take off work. Now, some days I would get tired and I would have to come home because chemo is hard on your heart. So, mm-hmm. you know, you just have to listen to your body. I said, but it was only because that, you know, I have made the lifestyle choice. Thank you for having this nonprofit of making the lifestyle choices of taking care of your body because it's so much easier when you have the choice to do it versus when you're being told that you have to do it if you want to live. Now, right. We all know that God is the great physician, but God also, he sends us doctors and nurses and nutritionists and therapists and, you know, fitness gurus to really kind of help really take care and manage the temple which he has given us. I said, God, if in a few days you allow me to be a half a century, as I'm praying that you extend the same grace that you have extended my mother and my aunt to allow me to live into my 90s. I said, because I have work to do. I have to tell people that you are a provider, that you are a healer, that you are a comforter, that you do bring peace. I said, I got work to do. And I know that's the only reason, Ann, that I am still here, because it's not because I'm cute or I've been so kind or I've been so faithful or so loving. It's only because of his grace.
Hallelujah.
And his mercy that I am still here. So I can't help not to praise him and to give my tithes and my offering and work in the church and use my gift of singing to glorify him and to minister to others and to give to the homeless.
Amen.
I can't help but to do it because God has been so good to me.
Yes, Lord.
I just can't complain. And if when you text me, you see my signature says no complaints, just thanks.
Amen.
Because I could complain. But then I could have an attitude of gratitude. So I'm going to choose to have an attitude of gratitude because God has just been just that good to me.
Amen, amen, amen. Whew, we got to take a break. We're going to be back with some more preaching in just a minute. Y'all stay tuned.
If you're tired of wandering in the wilderness of obesity, God is ready to usher you into the promised land of healthy and fit for life. Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to teaching the biblical principles for maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. Join our free 12-week health and fitness course for both adults and children in person or online via Periscope. No registration fees or membership fees, just the purchase of the Eating as an Act of Worship workbook. So sign up today. To register, visit our website at www.eatingasanactofworshipministries.org and tune in to the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time on Studio W Buzz.
And back to your host, Ann Wooten Taylor.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us, everybody. We appreciate you sticking with us as we talk to Mrs. Katina Lane Fumby about her inspirational testimony of surviving breast cancer. You know, you mentioned you had work to do. And some of that work, you know, you talked about the homeless, but you also have a ministry where you help people in nursing homes too. I mean, about to start your own nonprofit. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. So, I started probably about 8 years ago, and you know, I have a big family and Christmas is kind of like our big holiday. And you know, people know I love the shop. So, you know, I was always buying gifts and, you know, for family and friends and things like that. And one day God just convicted me. He said, you know what? You know, loving on your family, that's good. He said, but how about you help some people that can't help themselves? And so I was truly convicted of that. And so, like I said, back in, I think it was 2014. So just, you know, out of my pocket, I went, you know, to different stores and I would buy hats, gloves, and scarves. And so one of my brothers, I have a brother named Dennis. And then of course my husband, Christopher, and then one of my younger nieces, her name is Asia. So what we started doing is that we, like a few days before Christmas, sometimes Christmas Eve, you know, we would get all the stuff that I had bought and we would just walk the streets of downtown St. Louis, just, you know, places where we know that, you know, homeless people normally take shelter or even doing where they kind of hang out during the day. And we would just, you know, hand those things out to them. Yeah. And so last year, my mom, you know, ended up breaking her tibia and fibula, I think it was. And, you know, after the being in the hospital, she had to go like to a nursing facility for rehab. Mm-hmm. And so we sent her to, it was Delmar Gardens in Creve Coeur, Missouri. And so I remember, and keep in mind, I live in Minnesota, but I typically fly home roughly every week and a half to kind of help out with my mom, because I respect what the Bible says about honoring thy father and thy mother. You will then extend your day. So I'm trying to extend my day.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. And so, like I said, my mom's not always the easiest person to get along with. So she's my mother. And more importantly, I'm honoring God by honoring her. Right.
Amen. Amen.
So, I remember it, and I would go every day. I would just take my work laptop because I was, still at 3M. And so my job was kind of in a global scale, if you will, for more of a global type role. So I could pretty much work. I work remote. Mm-hmm. And so I would just work from the nursing home, and just sometimes I would get up and I would just walk around, as I'm making my way to her room, because she was like on the other side. I would just speak to people. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good morning. But what I was noticing that there were a lot of people there where their family members had just dropped them off and never looked back.
Wow.
And that just hurt me to my heart. Mm-hmm. And so once again, I said, God, I just feel like I need to do something. And so I met with like the director for the facility. And so I said, is it okay? I said, I want to be a blessing, to your residents. Cause there's so many people that, I'm coming here every day. I see nobody in their rooms. No one coming to visit them. And I just told her, I said, I just want to be a blessing to them. I said, do you all do anything around Christmas? She said, no, not really. We have some little small things here and there. She says, but what are you wanting to do? I said, well, I want to bless them with a gift, mm-hmm. each of them. She says, each of them?
All yes. of them, yes.
We have 120 residents. I said, I know. I said, God has been good to me. I said, Katina doesn't want for anything.
Praise the Lord.
Now, we could all agree we could maybe have a little more, but
I
didn't want for anything. Mm. And so I said, yes, all of them. I said, give me a breakdown of how many women versus how many men, because, certain things are gender neutral and then other things are gender specific.
Exactly.
And so I said, and in addition to that, I said, do you all do any kind of little celebration or any entertainment? I said, because I sing, and I said, one of my brothers also sings. I said, so, we'd be more than happy, to come and sing Christmas carols and just really bring some holiday cheer and just let them know that, Christ has risen and our Savior lives. And Amen. So, she said, oh, that would be so good. So yeah, so, I gave them, socks. I bought each of them along, and that was the beauty of my family and my friends. I had friends who gave me some money. My sister Shirley, my brother, just different ones just gave me money, and we ended up buying everyone, one of the fleece. We've got them a fleece blanket.
That's nice.
I got them socks. They got candy, and it was one other thing that I put in the bags. Mm-hmm. And so myself, my brother Dennis, my sister's sister-in-law, Deshaun, and a friend of mine, Tommy, who's a minister, we all showed up at the nursing home. Tommy prayed with them, my brother and Dennis, we sang and he talked to them. We prayed Christmas music, Deshaun, we handed out gifts, and it was just such a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And so as I was talking with a few friends of mine, they said, Katina, we know you've always, and they call me Tina, so I'm just using Katina to be correct for the interview. They were like, Tina, you always give, you're always blessing people. This is, great what you do. You bring joy and happiness to people, which is what I kind of thrive in. I take good care of me. Like I said, I buy myself all the Gucci shoes, purses, belts, whatever that I want. Mm-hmm. I said, so it's like, I'm good. But if, what brings joy to me is being a blessing to others, right? Because that's Amen. Why God has blessed us, to be a blessing to others. And so they said, you should start a nonprofit. And he said, because you could really blow this thing up. And he said, you are living a legacy. You are like your legacy. You're living it right now. He says, but so this that you're doing, you need to leave a legacy. And so he said, I have someone. So he connected me with a young lady who has a 501c3. That's what she does. She helped people get their 501. Her name is Anna. Mm-hmm. And Anna was nice enough, Anna Warfield. Actually, you guys have the same initials, Ada. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And so she helped me. And so I said, what should I call it, Lord? Because I want there to be some association to me, but I really kind of want to work behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, maybe Tina's Treasures, because I wanted something easy that people could kind of think about. Mm-hmm. Tina's Treasures, because, you know, the Bible says, that's in Matthew, I think it's 6:11, where it says, where your treasures is, that's where your heart is, right?
Amen.
And
amen.
So I said, okay, Lord. And so my brother said, well, my brother Dennis said, what about Tina's Loving Treasures?
Aww.
And I said, okay. So when I submitted the paperwork to Anna, I said, Anna, you know, here's a name I want to go with, Tina's Treasures. Mm-hmm. I said, God, once again, has a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Tina's Treasures wasn't available.
But wow.
But Tina's Loving
Treasures.
And so, yeah, so I got my letter, I want to say a few weeks ago. So I am officially a 501c3. It's called Tina's
awesome.
Loving Treasures. I just got awesome. my little logo. So it's kind of like a cartoon image of me, and I'm holding a treasure box, and it has all of the things that I want to bless people with. So you see a little hat. You see a scarf that also has Matthew 6:11 on it. You see the little Christmas box. You see some gold coins kind of coming out of the box. I mean, he even did it so nicely where the gold earrings that I have on, he put a little cross in the earring.
Awesome.
It is the cutest thing. So super excited to see where God is going to take this ministry, because like I said, my focus is really to be a blessing to those who definitely can't help themselves, and then those who have been forgotten, you know, because that could have been me. That's how I look at it, Ann. I could have been homeless. Amen. I could have ended up with a nursing home with either no family or no family that even came to see me. And so it's just, you know, I'm just trying to let my light shine, as God says, where other people can, you know, definitely see the God in me. But just really just trying to let my light shine. So yeah, so I am officially a 501c3, Tina's Loving Treasure. So thank you for bringing that up. So just looking forward to partnering, you know, with a lot of businesses and things like that, because, you know, the windows of heaven, it's going to pour out now, because, you know, having that little piece of paper now
makes
a huge difference. And, but like I said before, I don't care if I get not one donation from anyone, I'm going to do it. I've already bought up everything for this year. So it doesn't matter, but I know God is just that kind of God, and He's going to send people into my life. And like I said, He's just granted me favor in so many things that I've done. So I know He's not going to stop now.
Amen. Amen. It is hard to believe we are out of time. It is 12 noon. And I am so super excited for you. I know what that's like to get that letter from the IRS. I do know what it's like. So praise the Lord for Tina's Loving Treasures. Looking forward to partnering with you in the future so that we can help you raise money for it, especially with the holidays coming up. And I'm looking forward to that. So please do, whenever you're having an event, contact us. Let us help you. We'd be more than happy to partner with you.
Absolutely.
It is time up, y'all. Hard to believe. It's time for my favorite young men on the planet. My sons, AJ and Alex Taylor, with the Teens Talk Truth radio show. They will be having their special guest on today talking about domestic violence, because not only is it Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So they'll have Miss Sandra Demery on with them in just a moment. And you don't want to miss Alex's segment, What Had Happened Was. Don't ask me what my child's going to talk about today. Y'all know how he is. I'll see you next week right here on Studio W Buzz and Victory KBDW 95.3 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1530 AM, not to mention the DFW Den radio station. So tune in next week at 11 o'clock AM. Stay tuned right now for Teens Talk Truth.
We'll right after this. Great Bye-bye. Show, Ann.
Thank you for being with us, Sister Fumby.
No, thank you, and you have a good day. Now, can you send me a copy of this, won't you?
Of course we can.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much. And like I said, you let me know if I can help you, right? Because I know a lot of fitness gurus. And
awesome.
Yeah, awesome. One that she used to train me out of Indiana. And she's a first lady. So talk about a woman of God. But she's a beast.
She and Deborah ought to get along because Deborah's a first lady here in Little Rock. I love it.
Carla Jennings. If you have a Facebook page, pull her up. Her name is Carla Jennings, and she turned, I think, 62. And when you look at her, you're like, oh no, couldn't be. But yeah, she's a beast, and definitely, you know, when it comes to fitness, but a true woman of God as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm going to do that. Karen,
thank you. It was such an honor and a pleasure.
Amen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, lady.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey, that's another segment, excellent segment of the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show with your host, Ann Wooten Taylor. Coming up, just like Ann said, Teens Talk Truth right after this. Oh.
The boy is dangerous.
All saved, all serious. All saved, all serious. All saved, all serious. All saved, all serious. Yeah, picked up 40 deep in the street. You can find us. Yeah, we on theology, but we be on our grind. Yeah, when we was some youngins, only had two ways to run. Two, one become an animal, two get out the jungle. So we got our line on a line, bro. This what we do. Run up on you and your crew and tell y'all Jesus is the truth. Open air evangelist, relationships, we do it all. Back here full of tracks with a Johnny Mac hat to the back and a back to the front. Plus I got some homies out there who gon' rep the rock. If you wanna make them stop, you gon' have to bring a chopper. If they get martyred, then we gon' go harder. Share the gospel on death row and let them know that they been pardoned. You don't wanna get it started, this is what we do, who we are. 116 to the day we rip, ain't tryna be no superstars. Kicks in the click that'll pull your car. Dudes in the street like cops and cars. You ain't heard the truth today, I promise we'll be back tomorrow. Clicked up 40 feet, I'll say that I'm serious. Clicked up 40 feet.
Click up, floating D all day.
Get that text, they strapped with a Johnny Mac and tracks to play for me this morning.
They
ain't on the street all day.
Okay.
1, 6 for your boy, name is Moe, just some olive drink. Click up in community.